The following is a home program given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on October 18th, 2008, in Copenhagen, Denmark.
I'm very happy to be here with all of you today. This is a very auspicious gathering. Auspicious means that which is the most beneficial thing. As I was explaining in my little introduction, I could see that the material world didn't have a very good deal. Work, 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 they drop dead. Basically. I thought, there has to be something better to life than this. It couldn't be that bad. So I went on a quest to find out what is actually the good thing, you see. Just like I remember back in the 60s, there was one songwriter, he wrote a song, he said, I opened my heart to the whole universe and I found that it was loving. So I was seeking the ultimate source of all existence, and I had faith that that source would be loving, you see.
Så jeg søgte efter den ultimative mening med livet, og havde fuldkommen tro på, at det ville være kærlighed.
So, by the grace of that source of all existence, I was able to connect with that source of all existence in due course.
Men så utrolig barmhjertighed fra kilden til eksistens, var jeg i stand til at forbinde mig med kilden til eksistens.
Through the grace of a bona fide spiritual master. A bona fide spiritual master is someone who is actually in perfect connection with the source of all existence. Actually, everyone believes that existence has a source. Even the atheistic scientists are looking for the origin of the universe. So everyone can understand there is an origin. That is a common understanding that everyone has. But what is that origin? That is not widely known. Actually, the way to discover and realize what is that origin is by the when that origin reveals to you, then you, by the grace of that origin, then you can realize what is the origin. So that origin of all existence has very kindly appeared in the form of mantra. Transcendental sound vibration. So that you can directly connect with that source of all existence through mantra. So you don't have to take on any kind of dogmatic beliefs. The bona fide spiritual master gives us the ability to directly connect ourselves with the source of all existence and personally experience the source of all existence. And once you have personally experienced the source of all existence, then you are truly experienced. And you know what is the difference between illusion and reality. Not because you read it in a book. Because you have become personally enlightened with transcendental knowledge. So there are books which describe this science. Of all these books, the most important book for the to begin the pathway is called Srimad Bhagavad Gita. In this book, the source of all existence is directly speaking to us. Telling us precisely what we need to do to connect with Him 24 hours a day. In chapter 9 of the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Sri Krishna explains, Satatam kirtayanto mangyatantashta dridhavrata. Always chanting my glories, these great souls perpetually worship me with devotion. So, tonight we will experience that kirtan, that chanting. Of course, you were already doing that. But we can do a little more now. This chanting gives you your own personal experience of the source of all existence. Now, if I were to tell you this, if I were to say it's a beautiful sunny day today, would you think I'm crazy or I'm lying to you? You would say, no, 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 no. Can't you see it's a miserable gray day today? But I say, no, no, no. It's a beautiful sunny day and I will prove it to you. I will bring our corporate jet. You can get on our corporate jet. And the pilot, once we're all seated and our seat belts are fastened and we have clearance from the control tower, then we will take off. We will break through the clouds. And then you will see I was right. It's a gorgeous, beautiful, sunny day today. So, just as the clouds are covering Copenhagen and area, and Copenhagen, greater Copenhagen today, there are clouds covering this entire material existence. These clouds are known as the modes of material nature. And we have a corporate jet, ISKCON Corp. We have a corporate jet that will take us through the clouds of the modes of material nature into that eternal, beautiful, sunny day which is going on at this very minute in the spiritual sky. It is called the Mantra Airplane. One who masters the art of flying on this mantra airplane, na nivartate, they never come back again to the dreary, grey, material existence. So, we are a flight training school. We teach you how to fly on this mantra. You can do it in a group by chanting in the kirtan. Or you can do it in the privacy of your own home, chanting on the meditation beads, japa mala. We will train you how to always be in a state of consciousness completely beyond the modes of material nature. The greatest teacher of this science in the modern age is my beloved spiritual master. His divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. By His mercy, we have this wonderful mantra. He has described this state of consciousness by the term Krishna consciousness. Of course, other words can be used. You could call it Christ consciousness or Buddha consciousness. Universal consciousness. There's many ways you can describe it. Allah consciousness. This is not a sectarian religion. This is the science of how to take your consciousness beyond the modes of material nature. But the word Krishna is especially appropriate. The name Krishna is a name for God in Sanskrit, which is the original language of this universe. Long before we divided out, you know, English, Danish, German, French, Spanish, you know, so many languages. But long before there was one language on this planet, it was Sanskrit. Thousands and thousands of years ago, during the Vedic age, the Sanskrit was the language on the entire planet. And you can see traces of it in every language, every modern language. You can see traces of Sanskrit. I haven't studied Danish to know Danish words that tie to Sanskrit. But I know in English we have the word yoke. Just like when you take the ox and you connect him with the plow, that piece of equipment that uses, you connect the ox with the plow, that's called a yoke. The yoke links the ox with the plow. That word yoke comes from the Sanskrit. In Sanskrit there is a word yoga. Which yoga means that which connects you with the source of all existence. So there are many different types of yoga systems given in the Vedic scriptures of India. Karma yoga, the yoga of action. Jnana yoga, the yoga of philosophy. Ashtanga yoga, the yoga of yoga exercises and breathing exercises. Also known as Hatha yoga. But in the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna, who is known as Yogeshwar, the master of yoga, he explains that the topmost system of yoga is the yoga of love. I'm not talking about the Kama Sutra. Spiritual love. Not carnal love. The love that one has in relationship with God, the original person. So, this way of connecting with God through love is the most powerful way.
Den måde at forbinde sig med Gud på gennem kærlighed er den mest kraftfulde måde.
And this airplane, this mantra airplane, actually it works so effectively because it awakens the feelings of love for God.
Så det her mantra fly, det er så effektivt, for det vækker den her følelse af kærlighed til Krishna og til Gud.
If one, I remember I, when I first studied yoga, I was studying hatha yoga. I was getting some home study lessons. And the lesson said, you take a candle and you light it and you sit there and you stare at the candle. But I didn't really feel anything from looking at that candle. And then one of my friends, she came to the door to visit me and my roommate, and she knocked on the door and I opened it up and she looked at me and she went, she got scared just looking at me. I looked so like ghostly or something, because I put me in such a strange state of mind to be meditating on a candle. She was frightened when she saw me. So I did not find that system of meditation to be very effective. And then there was one popular yogi, he was giving one mantra. You had to pay for your mantra. His name was Maharishi Mahesh Yogi. He's no longer living. But he gave this mantra and I had to pay 1 month's rent to get my mantra. And that was a student discount. And one of his disciples, I went to a motel room and the disciple initiated me as a disciple of Maharishi. And he gave me my mantra. It's a secret mantra. I couldn't tell anyone. So now I'm going to get in big trouble. I'm going to tell you my secret mantra. So I was doing that. I was eyeing. And I didn't, again, just like the candle, I didn't get anything, didn't get anywhere. Except I became a little broker, that's all. $30. Actually, in those days, $30 was my monthly rent. I was $30 poorer. And it didn't work. And they didn't have a money back guarantee either. So, by God's grace, one friend introduced me to this Hare Krishna mantra. This was in the fall of 1968. And as soon as I started chanting this mantra, I could feel how I was being carried into another world of existence. Just like getting on a magic carpet and taking off. So, now we do a little chanting. But first I'm going to sing another bhajan. It's called Jai Radha Madhav. This is a very special mantra which opens the door to the spiritual world. So actually you can try to sing along with it. The words aren't very difficult. You can try to sing with it. And then we will chant Hare Krishna. Jaya Radha Madhava Puja Biyadi Jaya Radha Madhava Puja Biyadi Koti janna pallava Kirivarandari Koti janna pallava Kirivarandari Sona Nandana Taja Jana Janjana Sona Nandana Taja Jana Janjana Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Puja Biyadi Jaya Radha Madhava Puja Biyadi Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Anandi. So, this Krishna consciousness, this science of Krishna consciousness, I'm just giving you a little tiny sample. That's it. If you want the full meal, then you have to read Bhagavad Gita as it is by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. I'm just his tiny little servant, that's all. But he is big, big guru. He is called Jagat Guru, spiritual master of the whole universe. So if you study his writings and follow what he is saying in his books, then you become a self-realized person. You realize God. You become perfectly connected with the source of all existence. And you become perfect in knowledge, perfect in happiness, and perfect in love. Too many things I said. But try to summarize.
Sorry.
Try to summarize.
So I'm just one person, but jeg er kun en almindelig person, men jeg får den her viden fra min åndelige mester, Srila Prabhupada, som ikke er en almindelig person, men er som Jagat Guru, som er hele universets åndelige mester. Og i dag får I bare en lille prøve af, hvad det hele egentlig virkelig er, men hvis I virkelig vil vide, hvad åndelige liv er, så skal I læse Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita er givet af Krishna selv.
So I'll read today one of my favorite verses. Chapter number 6, text number
30.
Yomang pasyati sarvatra sarvang cha mai pasyati tasyahang na pranashyami satchamena pranashyati. For one who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, I am never lost, nor is he ever lost to me. This is Krishna speaking. That person who is the source of all existence. By chanting this Hare Krishna mantra, you can actually learn how to directly see Krishna everywhere. And to see everything within Krishna. Be able to see Krishna. You'll be able to see wherever you go, you can see Krishna. And then you can see Krishna, how everything is within Him. This is called the perfection of Krishna consciousness. And then you'll never be lost. You will never lose your connection with God,
Krishna,
and He will never lose His connection with you. You'll always be online with Krishna. The Krishna net. You'll always be in the Krishna internet, online with the Krishna on the Krishna internet. With an inconceivably fast connection. And the internet now, there's always some lag time between when you type something in and when it comes up on the screen, you see. But when you're online with Krishna, it's instantaneous. There's no lag time. So anyway, actually, some of you may have some questions. I'll be happy to try to answer your question. Yes, go ahead. You have a question, feel free to ask. There we go.
I have a quite complicated question. Because it's if we are talking about topmost secret, I cannot ask you.
It is topmost secret, yes, Raja Guyam. Yes.
Then we cannot talk about it if it's
So can we tell about it if
it's why not?
Why?
Who said? You say we can't talk about it?
I'm just thinking about, you know, if there is a topmost knowledge, you know.
Yes.
It's so top secret we cannot talk about.
But in the somebody is privy to the top secret information. Even if the government has a top secret, there are some government agents who are privy to the top secret. So do you want to be privy to the top secret or not? If you gain security clearance, then you can be privy to the top secret. If you don't want to know the top secret, no one will force you. If you would like to know the topmost secret, then there are ways you can qualify yourself to know the topmost secret. Every secret is known by someone. It's not unknown. Every top secret that is held by the Danish government or the British government, someone knows those top secrets. Isn't it? Someone knows. There's someone who knows.
But this, I have many thoughts, like, you know, it's so mysterious that you know it, but then Krishna makes you forget. Oh, I don't know it anymore. Like that, you know.
Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Sarvasya Chaham Hridisanda Sarvasya Chaham Hridisanda Vishto Mataksmatir Gyanam Apohanam Cha. He says, yes, I am the source of remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. So, if you are qualified, if you get full security clearance, then you can know it. Yeah. But if you disqualify yourself, then you will forget it. So if you want to know the topmost secret, you simply have to qualify yourself and remain qualified.
That's it.
And the qualification is you have to love God. You have to be a devotee of God. That's simple qualification. Krishna gives this knowledge to those who are his devotees. So, if you will be a devotee of Krishna, then he will give you all this confidential knowledge. Simple then. Any other questions? That wasn't complicated. Any other complicated or non-complicated questions? Yeah.
So how can we learn to see Krishna in all the things we see around us?
Well, he gives many hints. In the Bhagavad Gita, he says, I am the light of the sun and the moon. I am the syllable om in the Vedic mantra. I am the sound in ether. I am the taste of water. He gives many hints to help you. If you will carefully study the Bhagavad Gita, then you will begin to see Krishna everywhere. Not difficult. You simply have to study Bhagavad Gita very carefully. And learn how to, just like if you're, some people need glasses. I see, it's like Mother Lani, she needs glasses, you see. So by wearing the glasses, then she can see things clearly. So we all need glasses, and the glasses of the Bhagavad Gita gives us spiritual vision. You see through the eyes of the Bhagavad Gita. So if you will see through the eyes of the Bhagavad Gita, then you will see Krishna everywhere and everything within Krishna. It's very simple. You simply have to become learned in the Bhagavad Gita. Study it regularly. See everything in terms of Bhagavad Gita, and then you will see Krishna everywhere. You'll never be lost. You'll always be connected with Krishna. Every minute. Isn't it a fact? It is a fact, yes. I'm speaking facts, not speculation. What I'm speaking is the teachings of what I have heard from my spiritual master. And he has heard them from his spiritual master. Who has heard them from his spiritual master. And he goes all the way back to who? To the original spiritual master. And his name is Krishna. So this knowledge is coming from Krishna himself. I'm simply the DHL man, that's all, delivering it, the package to you. I have not made this up. I'm simply your friendly DHL representative, that's all. You have that company, your DHL? Yes. They're all over the world, DHL. So this is the original DHL. It's called the Brahma Madhvya Gaudiya Sampradaya. And we are in the Prabhupada branch. We are the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Prabhupada Sampradaya. Any other questions? Yeah.
I cannot understand because people are suffering so much in this world. Why don't they want to have spiritual eyes?
Because they have been grossly misled. The persons who are making money off of this, you know, the ultra wealthy class who are making money off of this whole world civilization want people to continue to go after material sense gratification. That's the real thing. It's a matter of money. If you realize that you're not your body and your happiness is not based on material sense gratification, your purchasing habits will change. So those persons who stand to lose money, if your purchasing habits change, they want to keep the things they are the way they are now. And they control the governments. The politicians are bought out by money. That's a fact. So the ultra-wealthy businessmen who are making money off of this sense-gratificatory civilization want to keep it just the way it is. They don't want you to give up material sense gratification. Who will keep the breweries going and the tobacco plants? Who will keep the brothels going and the modern-day, you know, carnal cinema, modern-day Hollywood, Bollywood type of nonsense, sense gratificatory film industry going, you see? Is it? Who will keep it going? If everybody becomes Krishna conscious. Just like there's a famous TV personality in the U.S., some lady called Oprah. Her name is Oprah. She's the most popular TV celebrity in the U.S. Millions and millions of people watch her show. She even has a monthly magazine called Oprah, named after her. And so anyway, on her show, one man who also was friendly to ISKCON, he actually came to our ISKCON meeting one time in Houston. He's a former cattleman who became a vegetarian. Now he's totally trying to stop the meat industry. So he came on Oprah's TV show and told what really goes into making a hamburger. In Oprah on television, she said, "I will never eat another burger again." And then the price fell out of the whole beef industry, went plunging down. And they sued the beef industry sued her in court for millions and millions of dollars. That your comment on television has cost us millions of dollars in lost profit. But actually, she won in the court. They lost. But it just goes to show you, if you try to do something to buck the trend, to change the trend, which is now based on material sense gratification. There were powerful economic interests that will try to stop you.
As a fact.
Because if everybody becomes Krishna conscious, the whole economy will be drastically changed. People will live in harmony with nature once again. And all those people who are making money off of things that are bad for the planet Earth, they won't make money anymore. So that's why it's hard to be Krishna conscious. You live in a society which is being behind it are people who want to keep it the same madness going on. That's very difficult. The magazines, the newspapers, the TV shows, the government men, everyone's in that same mentality, you see. Even the teachers in the universities, they're also puppets. In the U.S., if a university professor tries to talk about God in the classroom, he can lose his job. But if he tells the students, well, you can have a girlfriend, you can have sex with girls and boys, have girlfriends and boyfriends, just go for it, enjoy yourself, your college years, you know. And one night you can go to your girlfriend for sex, and next night you can go to your boyfriend and have sex, you see. The professors can encourage that in the classroom and not lose their job. It's politically correct now to be bisexual, is politically correct, you see. But to talk about God, that's not politically correct, you see, in the classroom. So we have a whole society which is based on, you know, this. That's why it's difficult, you see, to be Krishna conscious. That's why we need to have our own organization, our own society, our own spiritual family, you see. Because when we come together in our own spiritual family, then we can easily remember Krishna. Does that answer your question? Okay, any other questions? Yes.
A very important question here. Buddha lived for a long time, Buddha Sakyamuni. He never realized Krishna. Why?
Buddha lived a very long time, but he realized Krishna.
What did he say?
Buddha was living for a long time, but never realized Krishna.
Actually, Buddha was fully Krishna conscious.
Actually, Buddha really fully Krishna conscious.
But he could have preached Krishna consciousness to the people at that time. But they wouldn't have accepted it. So he had to give something, a sub-religious principle to help them get ready so that in the future they could be Krishna conscious. In the former age, there was an age called, right now we're in the Kali Yuga. Thousands and thousands of years before the Kali Yuga, there was an age known as the Treta Yuga. In the Treta Yuga, the means of realizing God was to perform great sacrificial ceremonies. In those times, the priestly class, the Brahmins, they were very expert in chanting mantras.
Den tid var braminerne og præsterne meget eksperter i at chante mantras.
They could take an old sick cow and put that cow into the sacrificial fire.
De kunne tage en gammel syg ko og tage den her ko ind i offeringsilden.
Chanting mantras.
Og chante mantras.
And that cow would not be hurt by the fire.
Og den her ko ville ikke blive skadet og såret af den her.
That cow would come out in the young calf's body.
Koen ville så komme ud i en ung kats krop.
So they could rejuvenate an old cow, you see.
Så de kan genopvække en ung eller
turn it into a young calf.
Yes.
Ungliggøre.
Just imagine if we could do that now in the hospital, you see.
Forestil dig, at du gør det nu på hospitalet.
You go in with a 65-year-old body and you come out with a 16-year-old body. We'd have a huge, we could make millions of dollars if we could do that now. Yes. But we don't have that power of mantra anymore. So anyway, just before Lord Buddha appeared in India, the people of India were using the descriptions from the Treta Yuga, written down in the Vedic literatures. They were claiming, oh, in the Treta Yuga, the Brahmins used to kill cows. So now we will kill, based on the Vedic teachings, we will kill cows and eat the flesh. They were very grossly materialistic people. So Krishna appeared as Lord Buddha.
So Krishna åbenbarede sig som Herren Buddha.
And he said, why are you following the Vedas? The Vedas are false.
Han sagde, hvorfor følger jeg Vedaerne? Vedaerne er falske.
If you kill that cow, then you'll have to become a cow and be slaughtered yourself in a future lifetime.
Hvis I dræber den her ko, så bliver jeg selv en ko i næste liv og bliver slået ihjel og slagtet.
He taught the principle of karma.
Han lærte princippet karma.
He taught the principle of non-violence.
Han lærte princippet ikke vold.
And he convinced the people to completely reject the Vedas.
Og han fik folk til fuldkommen at forkaste Vedaerne.
This is his, but and follow him.
Og følge ham.
There is no God. Don't follow God. Just follow me.
Der er ingen Gud. Følg ikke Gud. Just følg bare mig.
But this was his trick because he was actually God himself.
Det var det trick han havde, for han var faktisk Gud.
So they followed Buddha, saying there is no God, we just follow Buddha. And then later on, Krishna instructed Lord Shiva to appear as Shankaracharya. And he gradually, Lord Shiva, in the form of Lashankara, he began introducing the Vedic culture again to India. And then a series of great spiritual masters came, culminating in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Who appeared in 1486. And he fully re-established the Vedic culture. We Hare Krishna movement, this was begun 500 years ago by Lord Chaitanya. Our guru, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, he brought it out of India for the first time. But it is going on for 500 years in India, since the advent of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Does that answer your question?
Except a little detail. Buddha said before he died that he never kept anything in a closed hand. He said everything.
Buddha said before he died that he never kept anything in a closed hand. Closed hand.
Okay.
He was open about anything. He never lied. He never kept something back.
Yes, he taught very good religious, very good moral principles, yeah.
Han lærte very good religious moral principles.
So why didn't he explain this to his father?
So yes, I understand your question.
He had some very close followers.
Yeah. because they weren't ready for it. It's like Lord Jesus said the same thing. He said, I have more to tell you, but you can't bear to hear it yet. Because they weren't ready. I understand you. It's a good point. But he came later on in the form of Lord Chaitanya, and he didn't reveal it. So later on, he did do that. So he did keep his word. He just came and revealed it later on. That's
okay.
Buddha doesn't die, he just reappeared in different ways, Lord Chaitanya. And then he revealed everything.
Isn't it sometimes the Buddhists are chanting actually the name of Buddha?
Yeah, in some Buddhist temples they're very devoted. They have a deity of Buddha, they offer their food to Buddha, they pray to Buddha, they bow down to Buddha. So it's like a bhakti. They just don't realize that he's God. That's all. So we can liberate all the Buddhists. So are you a Buddhist?
Still believing in Krishna.
Oh, you're a Krishna conscious Buddhist?
I've been there.
Are you you're a Krishna conscious Buddhist or you're a Buddha conscious Krishna? Or both?
Oh,
very good. That's all right. You're welcome. Yeah, Prabhupada said either follow Christ, Buddha or Krishna, but do it perfectly. So people who are devoted to Buddha, they are very welcome here. Buddha is listed as an incarnation of Krishna in the Srimad Bhagavatam.
So folk der hengivne Buddha er meget velkomne her. Buddha er beskrevet i Srimad Bhagavatam som incarnation.
That book there on the shelf, that far left end. In that book, he is mentioned as an incarnation of Krishna. Over 2,000 years before he appeared, he was predicted in this book. This is a 5,000-year-old book. Lord Buddha's appearance was predicted thousands of years before he actually came. Any other questions?
I have one with a question about the Paramatma and Lord Chaitanya. Like Paramatma, we know, is the super soul in the hearts of everyone, and he is merciful in that he comes here.
He is
merciful.
Yes.
Merciful.
Very merciful. Yes. Yes.
And then Lord Chaitanya, he's coming, and he's also.
He's more merciful than the Paramatma. Paramatma will go either way, which you want to go.
So what are the differences?
Yes, the difference is this. The Paramatma will give you what you want. If you want to go back to Godhead, the Paramatma will connect you with a bona fide spiritual master. And if you want to rob a bank, the Paramatma will give you the intelligence how to rob a bank. It will go either way. But Lord Chaitanya and the devotees, his devotees, they will only give you Krishna consciousness. Therefore, they are considered more merciful than the Paramatma. Krishna, Lord Chaitanya and his devotees, they are more merciful than Paramatma. Any other questions? Do you have any questions? You've been hearing very nicely. Maybe you have some questions. No? You've been hearing so nicely also. Maybe you have some questions. No? You have more questions? There's no more. Oh, here's a question. Your hand went up before his. You're first.
Yeah. No, they said that a devotee is expert, and
think you're an expert.
Yeah. It's also said in Bhagavad Gita that when you get this knowledge, then you will be indifferent to what happened in the, what will happen in the future, what happened in the past, and what happens now. You will be indifferent.
To what is, now you become indifferent to what is heard and what is...
Yeah, what you have heard.
Yeah. You're no longer interested in the... Not the...
So my question is that a devotee is supposed to be expert, but myself, I have a very difficult time dealing with the material energy.
Well, you have to see the material energy as the energy of Krishna. That's all. If you're having difficulty, that means you're trying to deny the material nature. But if you see it as the energy, if you just say, oh, it's Maya, block it out, then you won't be able to deal with it very well. But if you see it as the energy of Krishna, that Krishna has made this arrangement for you to engage in his service. Then you will not have any difficulty.
Thank you.
Jai. Yes.
Now there's sitting some news here, so new people here, so maybe you can tell why it's important to maybe have a guru at a certain time when they're ready.
Yes, guru is essential. Actually, it is stated by Srila Rupa Goswami, one of the greatest authorities of spiritual realization. In his famous book, the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, he explains Adau Garashrayam. The very first step from one who wants to become spiritually enlightened is you take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. Because until you find a guru, you're just wandering in the wilderness. Just imagine you're lost in the wilderness. And you're starving to death. You need to find a way to get back to civilization. And then someone comes walking through the forest, they say, I know the way back to civilization. You have no choice. You follow him. You see. So that is the spiritual master. He is a representative, he's an ambassador of the Supreme Lord himself. He is intimately connected with God. So all you have to do is follow his instructions. And then you will become intimately connected with God also. Any subject matter, if you want to become good, you have to take some training from someone who knows the science. Does someone become a medical doctor just by reading the medical textbooks? No, they enroll in the university. They study under a medical professor. If you want to become expert in any science, you must study under a professor of that science. So the spiritual master, he is the professor of the science of self-realization. The Vedic injunctions, again and again, they stress the importance. You must go to a spiritual master. Tadviganartam sagurum eva vigatschat. It is stated in the Mundaka Upanishad. This verse says, if you want to realize that highest truth, then having a guru is an absolute must. Absolutely must. If you've studied Sanskrit grammar, then you would know there are different verbal endings which modify the meanings of the word. It's like gacchati means he goes. Gacchanti means they go. Gacchat means must go. So in this verse, tad viganartam sa gurum eva bigat chat. You must go to guru if you want to realize the absolute truth. There's no option. That's stated in Mundaka Upanishad. Do you remember the question?
Yeah, I just curious about it because many devotees have a spiritual master, but they're not talking so much to him.
Jeg var nysgerrig, for mange hengivende har en åndelig mester, men de taler ikke meget med ham.
One must have a very strong, solid connection with one's spiritual master.
Man bliver nødt til at have en meget stærk forbindelse med ens åndelig mester.
Not just some official thing, you know.
Det skal ikke bare være en officiel ting.
You have to have a very good relationship, where you're feeling, you're always feeling connected with every minute with your spiritual master. That's important. So now she has a question.
Yeah. Jeg vil godt, altså jeg har meget gået derhjemme og tænkt på, hvordan får jeg en åndelig mester, fordi det er jo der min krise ligger, og det er der, jeg bliver ved at falde tilbage, fordi jeg netop ikke har nogen åndelig mester. Hvor skal jeg finde min åndelig mester?
Så jeg har længe gået derhjemme og tænkt på, hvordan jeg kan finde... For a long time I've been going at home and thinking about how to find an only a spiritual master, a guru. And that's really where my crisis came from. So the question is, how should I find a spiritual master? What is the yardstick?
Well, you have one sitting in front of you right now. I mean, where to find one?
Duane's in the forehead, you know.
My spiritual master ordered me to be a spiritual master.
Min åndelige mester gave ordren at blive en åndelig mester.
To guide people like you who want to realize God.
For at lede folk ligesom dig, som ønsker at realisere Gud.
So you've already found one.
Så du har allerede fundet en.
You don't have to go searching. You're sitting, you're talking to one right now.
Du behøver ikke gå og lede, du har allerede fundet en. Du sidder og taler med en.
Then the next question is, well, then how do I properly relate with the spiritual master so I can actually fully realize the absolute truth? That's the real question. Because you already found one.
Det næste spørgsmål er, hvordan relaterer jeg ordentligt til en åndelig mester, så jeg faktisk kan finde...
And you're thinking, well, I'm only going to see you for 1 hour, but I'm available on the internet also.
Nu er jeg kun se mig her for en time, men jeg er også til rådighed for internet.
Anybody else want card?
Thank you.
Anybody else? So I have a free e-course. You go there, you sign up, and every day you get something in your email from me. Every day you get something in your email. In English. But in some languages, I have people translating it, you know, in Spanish and French. And I have translators. I don't have any Danish translators yet, but I may get some in the future. But
nogle lande, der er oversættet, så bliver de her informationer oversat i engelsk og spansk, fransk, tror jeg, sagde, men jeg har ikke, desværre ikke nogen lande.
It's based in English.
Krishna, if you're wondering, what should I do now? I'm here with the spiritual master. What should I do? How can I probably take advantage of his presence to realize the truth?
Krishna, hvad skal jeg gøre nu? Jeg er her med en åndelig mester. Hvordan kan jeg bedst og fordele det her til at realisere sandheden?
Krishna has answered this in the Bhagavad Gita. He says, Tadvidi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam ganinas tatpadarshinah. Just try to learn the truth by approaching the spiritual master.
Krishna nævner det her i Bhagavad Gita. Bare prøv at lære sandheden at kende ved at nærme dig en åndelig mester.
Inquire from him submissively.
Spørg fra ham ydmygt.
Render service unto him. These self-realized souls can impart knowledge unto you because they have seen the truth. So that you have inquired, that's very good. You've already followed, you've approached a guru, you've inquired, so you're on the right track.
So
Now you simply have to continue inquiring until you have perfect understanding of everything. You have now just found the spiritual master. Now you have to just inquire and inquire and inquire until you learn everything, you understand everything perfectly. And I'll answer all your emails. Whatever questions you have today, you ask, and anything else you can ask on the email. Just let me know you were the lady I met at the program here, so I'll know who is writing. The one who asked about Guru at the program, then I'll remember you. Who you are. Yeah. So you had your hand up.
What is the qualification of being guru, and how do we become a guru?
Yes. Well, the first qualification is one cannot become a guru on their own. That's completely bogus.
Første kvalifikation er, man ikke kan blive en åndelig mester af sig selv. Det er fuldkommen forkert.
There's only one way to become a bona fide spiritual master, and that is to become a completely surrendered disciple of a bona fide spiritual master. And then if your spiritual master orders you that now you must become a guru, then that is the qualification. So I'm a fully surrendered disciple of my spiritual master. And because he ordered me to be a guru, therefore it is my duty to be a guru. To be a guru, one has to bring his senses under complete, perfect control. All of his speaking should be glorifying Krishna. Vacha vegam, manasa krodha vegam. His mind should always be thinking of Krishna. He should never become angry over any material thing. Vacha vegam, manasa krodha vegam, jiva vegam. He should only take Krishna prasadam. He shouldn't eat any food unless it's offered to Krishna. And he should never use his genitals for any material sense gratification. Only if he's a married man and he's begetting Krishna conscious children, otherwise he's strictly celibate. So his mind is controlled. His words are controlled. His tongue is controlled. His anger is controlled. His belly is automatically controlled. And his genitals are controlled, fully controlled. That person is qualified to make disciples all over the world. So that's the qualification.
To become some signals from the universe or something from Krishna.
Do you get some signals from the universe or from Krishna?
No, you get an order from your guru. The spiritual master orders, now you become disciple. Now you become guru. Not some imaginary thing, it's direct order from the spiritual master. He tells you. Now you become guru. So it's not guesswork.
But I think she asked if you get some answers when somebody asks you for something, maybe from Paramatma.
Yes, I'm getting so much help from the Paramatma within. The Lord in my heart, He is helping me to answer your question very nicely. He's giving me what I should say to you. I'm just a messenger, and God is actually the one who's giving the answer. I'm His agent, that's all.
Because you have read all the books, all the Vedas,
Because you have read all the books, all the Vedas?
Yes. I had by reading the books and also by my own personal realizations, both things. The books have helped me to realize, and what I realize gives me a deeper comprehension of the books also. The knowledge is here and it's also here in both places. By seeing what's in the book, then I can confirm that what is in here is correct. And by what is in here, then I can also confirm that the book is bona fide. So they work together. Any more question? So you're looking for self, you're looking for spiritual enlightenment? You like to realize the highest truth?
Yes.
Very good. I'm so happy you have come today.
I'm happy to be here.
Any other questions? Yes.
In the temple, in the lecture, you talked about Vishnu Janaswami.
Yes.
That this was one of the devotees that you could connect the most with in the beginning. My question is, why? What was special by with Vishnu Janaswami?
What was special? He had an amazing ability to reach out and present Krishna. He was not a stereotyped preacher of Krishna consciousness. He didn't watch what other preachers did and then try to imitate them. He could think, because of his own personal realization, he could think of new ways to introduce Krishna consciousness that nobody else had done. And that made him he could really relate to an individual. He really had the ability to reach out and touch someone on a very deep personal level. That was what made him very powerful. I met other devotees before and they seemed like military to me. But when I met Vishnu Jana Maharaj, it was just like the most personal, warm, loving feeling you could ever imagine. It wasn't corporate Krishna consciousness. It was personal Krishna consciousness.
He's somewhat of a legend for some devotees.
Yes, he is legendary, that's a bit.
Now you are saying how to get a qualified as a guru, but how with a disciple, how can they be qualified to be a disciple of you?
Yeah, they become disciple. You simply have to abide by the instructions of the spiritual master. That's all. You say, my dear Guru Maharaj, please, I'd like to become your disciple. You teach me how to be your disciple and he will guide you, that's all. You simply put yourself under his direction, very simple thing. Whatever Guru says, you do. It means you have to have a lot of trust that this person is not going to exploit me. He's not some materialistic person who's advertising himself as a guru to take my money away. Yes. In the Puranas it says it's very easy to find a guru who can take your money.
Mm-hmm.
It is very difficult to find a guru who will take away your anxieties. You see, that is the bona fide guru. He's not after your money. He just wants to reach into your heart and rob all the anxieties, and steal away all of your anxieties. That is the real guru. Any other questions?
One could sit here and think that if I ask, I really want to help, for example, you as my spiritual master, but one may think that, what if I ask what will please him, and what if he tells me something that that I should go to America to serve him in America? For example, what if I cannot
do that? Well, I can tell you, anybody who wants to become my disciple here in Denmark, I'm not going to tell you now you have to go to America. I'll just tell you up front. You can stay in your present position and add Krishna. Whatever you're doing now, you can keep doing that. Just add Krishna to it. That's all. I'm not going to come in and grab you away from your family and send you off somewhere to work in some ashram. I'm not going to do that. Stay where you are right now, but just do exactly what you're doing now, but just add Krishna to what you're doing. That's all. That's my promise. You have nothing to fear. Nothing to lose and everything to gain.
How do you take the anxiety out of the heart of the disciple? In praying or what?
How does the spiritual master take the anxiety out of the heart of the disciple? Yes. By engaging him in Krishna's service, the disciple then regains his original spiritual nature. The only reason a person is in anxiety is because they misidentify themselves with this body. As soon as you become reinstated on the platform of the spirit soul, then immediately you're free from anxiety. Brahma Bhuta Prasanatmana Sochati Nakankshati. As soon as you come to the Brahma Bhuta platform, then there is no hankering, there's no lamenting. Prasanatma, you become full of transcendental bliss. Any other questions? Yes.
Are you there? Are you on that level?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm feeling very, very happy and satisfied. By the grace of my spiritual master, I am spiritually enlightened. Yeah. And I can make you spiritual enlightened also, if you want to be. If you like. Any other questions?
Det er vel det, at this must be what I'm feeling since I'm crying all the time when I look at you.
Questions more?
Weeping.
Is it time for Bishadam now? Everyone's had enough philosophy. Now it's time for Bishadam. Are there any last questions? So any questions you don't have now, you can send me an email.
So is there no special you can say no case send my email?
Or if you don't have email, you can send me she has no email. Mother Lani has no email. So she can write me a regular letter.
Oh, she can.
You write me a regular letter, I'll write you a regular letter back, but it may take many months. But email is fast. So is that it? Everyone's satisfied now and finished? You're finished now? All your questions are finished?
Lots of questions.
You have questions?
Yes.
Yes?
There's a lot that I don't know, but I need to know. But I think I'm studying this book now, and it helps a lot. So
if you read...
I think it's
go ahead.
Could it be easier for some people to understand than other? Is there a difference between this understanding?
Everybody has... according to your previous life's activities in previous lifetimes also, it'll be easier or harder for you to understand. But if you will carefully read Prabhupada's books, then it doesn't matter where you're at spiritually, if you read this very carefully and try to understand and attend classes here at the temple and keep coming to these programs here, if you will attend programs and you'll study, then you'll gain the knowledge, you'll understand everything.
But some people do not understand this book very well, and I think it's very easy to understand, so I think it's the difference.
What is she saying?
Some people don't understand this book very well, but I find it very easy.
That's why, that's good. That means in a previous lifetime you had some connection with this process. And now you're just picking up where you left off.
Difficult situation because I'm so much into this Krishna.
Into what?
Krishna.
Krishna.
And I understand very much, but then I have this difficult situation where I stand. I need to find a spiritual master.
Yeah.
And then on the other hand, I'm thinking like about the future. You know.
About what?
The future. The next generation and so on.
The next generation. Why don't you live in the present?
Yeah, but it's difficult because, you know, the process is...
You are making it more difficult than it has to be. It's actually very simple. Yeah. Krishna is the original spiritual master. And if you want to be his devotee, then you pray to him, "My dear Lord, please bless me with the knowledge of how to surrender to you." And then that's all you have to do. You can directly pray to Krishna, "My dear Lord, please bless me with the knowledge of how to surrender to you," and he will guide you. All you have to do, it's that simple. Beg Krishna to help you. It's all you have to do. And sincerely beg Krishna again and again and again until you finally see the light. "My dear Lord, please bless me with transcendental vision of how I can surrender myself to you." You keep begging and begging and begging like that, and then Krishna will very kindly answer your prayers. Guaranteed. Now, if anybody would like to meet with me individually...
There's one more question.
One more question? Okay.
Is it when you start to surrender that you so easily cry all the time?
Yes, I've seen many people when they begin, it's such a joyful experience to actually surrender, they become moved to tears. Prabhupada calls it the crying of the soul.
Ja, det er ganske normalt. Når folk virkelig overgiver sig, så er det normalt, der kommer tårer. Prabhupada kalder det...
That after suffering for so many years and so many lifetimes, when one finally realized, now I have found my spiritual master, then they cried, the tears of joy come up from deep within their heart. It is tears of joy. Any other question?
Mataji is requesting prasadam now, so if we...
All right. So we will end the... now there will be prasadam, and after prasadam, if anybody wants to meet with me personally, you can arrange with Madhavananda for a meeting. It's called darshan. You can arrange for a darshan meeting with after the prasadam.
Så nu tager vi fra Sarum, hvis der er nogen, der ønsker at tale med mig til Darshan efter mødet, så må vi tale, kan de få en aftale med Madhavananda.
So I thank you very much.
Så jeg takker mange gange.
Everyone can repeat, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai. Yeah.